This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Dan and Lizzie, I recently moved into my dream apartment and am unpacking furiously so I can get started on planning the housewarming. I usually love hosting, but I've realized there's something I dread about throwing housewarming parties. I've noticed over the years that the first time I have a friend over to a new place that I'm living in, they invariably ask me what I'm paying for rent. I know that this only comes from a place of curiosity about the rental market and not nosiness. We live in a very competitive city for housing. But it makes me really uncomfortable. Someone usually asks the question casually and in front of several people. I don't think these same friends would ask someone how much they paid for a home that they bought, unless they are a close friend and we're having a heart-to-heart about finances. I'm not really comfortable sharing that personal financial information. Do you have a sample script for a few things I could say when someone asks me about this? Even though I think the question itself is very rude, I know my friends mean well, and I don't want to embarrass them or make them feel uncomfortable. Sincerely, Shy Renter.
This is an interesting one, right? Like, it's so, for the most part, I don't think the questions are that rude. But at the same time, asking someone how much they pay for where they live is really rude. But I hear people asking this all the time. Oh, what did you pay? And as my friends start to buy houses or condos or apartments, they're asking about the full price that was paid. Things like these are really personal questions, yet very common to share to get an idea of what your peers are actually spending. And which is kind of silly because you don't know how much they make, so you don't know how, you know,
this is
get
one
where
of,
I'm going with this.
I absolutely do. This is one of those examples of how something that's incredibly rude can feel very casual, how people can offer real offense while they're thinking they're in very safe territory.
Totally.
When we talk about tiers to a conversation, that third tier, the potentially most difficult, the really personal, FF, family and finance, and this falls into finances. And when I'm teaching that content, I'll often say some people are looking for an apartment in Lower Manhattan and all they care about are the cost of units and the cost of apartments, renting, buying, and it's a hot topic of conversation. As soon as that becomes a personal decision that someone's made, it becomes a very personal piece of information. And how you navigate that transition between what could be a very public and safe conversation and one that's very personal and private can happen very quickly, and you need to be careful not to step across that line unintentionally.
And I do think there's some good language to deflect. And I think I would just get very comfortable using it if I were you, especially because you don't want to share. And I think that it's okay to say, oh, I'd rather not say, or as much as I could afford, or feels like an arm and a leg, or you looking to jump on it when I'm gone? Like, you know, you can crack the joke, you can do something, but I think deflecting is your best idea. Most people... At most, I think you might get back a no, but seriously, how much do you pay? And you could say, no, but seriously, I really don't feel comfortable talking about it.
I do like the humor in this particular case because it's not sarcastic or deceptive.
No.
It's just a little bit evasive in the face of what was maybe an unintentionally prying question. I also really like the way the question's phrased, that sometimes this question comes up in front of friends, and to call out the question in front of others starts to become its own etiquette faux pas of, of maybe the slight of asking something inappropriate is less severe than the slight of calling someone else out for their bad manners, of asking something inappropriate in front of other people. It's one of those, does that second rudeness end up making the situation any better or making it worse? So I like the sample language that stays light, that keeps the answer in an evasive but a not scolding territory. Shy Renter, we really hope this helps and that you enjoy your new apartment and that the housewarming goes really well.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.